You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, as listeners know, we cannot have a show without me calling in my mate, Bruce, from Maryland there in the United States of America. Bruce, welcome back.
Well, good day from the USA. Hello, all you Kiwis out there. And especially hello, Simon. It's good to hear your voice.
You were just telling me before we came on air, your football team won. Is that a usual thing or is that a surprise?
No. Well, we're in full football season and every city's got their team, and mine's the Washington Commanders, but everybody still calls them the Redskins, and they've been hopeless for so long and gone through so many quarterbacks, and this year we might actually have a chance at something. So it's kind of nice to root for a winning team at least.
That is good.
For once,
that
for
is
a long
good.
Time.
Very hey, long we've time. Got a question came in. Excuse me, jumping straight in, but a question came in through my social media from someone who's been listening to you, asking why there's a lot of controversy, apparently in the United States, around voter identification or voter ID. It seems to be quite a contentious issue. So I thought I'd put that to you so you could explain it far better than I will.
Okay. It's an interesting question. Obviously. Just by the way, if any of you out there just have questions about anything in the United States, what's going on, politics, why do we do, feel free. Send Simon an email or call him or do whatever you do to communicate. And
just,
I'll be
just lean over the back fence. It's New Zealand. Just lean over the back fence and yell.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Okay, voter ID. Voter ID, well, it's got a long history. It goes way back into the 1800s, and a lot of people were illiterate, and voting was kind of strange. And it was the black slaves didn't have any rights. And it is kind of a holdover. It's ridiculous. You've got to have an ID for everything. You've got to have an ID to get into a movie. You guys do the same thing. It's ridiculous. And about 80% of the United States, when asked, support it. Even about 60% of the Democrats. Doesn't seem to have any negative effect on registration or turnout. In fact, a lot of the states that implemented it, the turnout actually increased, I think 9 out of the 11. Right now, we've got about 35 states, as I mentioned. Now, on the other side, they think that it is a sign of disenfranchisement. How's that for a word? and racism and things. And which is, it's ridiculous. They call it, they're saying it's voter suppression. And most people think it's just part of the soft bigotry of low expectations. The old racism of the South, where blacks weren't smart enough to get an identification, which is absolutely ridiculous. But it's still there. It's still a contentious issue. But it's a non-issue. I mean, you need an ID for everything, and some folks just need something to complain about, and it's racism.
That's politics. We don't really have the controversy here. New Zealand's a bit strange. As long as you turn up and give your name, you can pretty much vote. And even though I'm sure it gets scammed here in New Zealand from time to time, someone will turn up and say, "Hey, I'm Bruce," when it's clearly Simon, but it's marginal. It doesn't have really a big impact.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's for the three reasons. Would be number one, so the person who's standing there actually is the person that is voting, and not an illegal alien or somebody from another state. It has great importance and for identification and things. It just keeps the records, and it cuts down on a lot of funny business. All the mail-in votings and all that other stuff. It's if you don't have it, it's an opening for like I said, funny business and illegality.
Well, there we go, Judith. Right from not strictly the horse's mouth. Bruce is not a horse, but right from the horse's mouth, as we say here. But what else is happening then in the in the United States. So has anyone shot at Trump this week? How's Kamala Harris's appearance on Oprah gone down? What's happening?
Well, it's funny because I was thinking about our this interview, and this is a quiet week. We haven't had anybody shot at. We haven't got a convention or all sorts of, whatever. So I thought I would just kind of break it down onto what are the issues. You have on the left side, you've got, Kamala Harris, and she is a San Francisco socialist. So it'd be socialism and lockdowns and a strong believer of a redistribution of wealth and the Green New Deal, which is what everyone's talking about. And if you got everything that she wanted, it would cost about $93 trillion.
Ooh.
Democrats don't mind if you do something, but if you do, then it becomes mandatory and kind of radical and extremes. Whereas on the right side, they're democracy, they're free market, get rid of all these goofy regulations and things. So, just take the straps off of people's hands so they can produce things and make things and increase the style of life. Tax relief. If Dems or liberals would want to increase your taxes, making the state stronger, and the right side, Trump would say, get rid of the taxes, rises all boats, and drill. If you vote Republican, they're gonna put the drill bits in the ground. Ten Commandments is a simple one. I mean, it's just the Dems just don't go for the Ten Commandments, and it's kind of anti-religion. And Trump's coming out saying, if you're Jewish, you got to have your head examined and be a Democrat. So those are some of the issues back and forth. Now with the campaigns, this is going to be controversial, and this is going to be a swing thing because the traditional voting bloc of blacks and Jews and inner cities, even Latinos, have always gone Democrat, always. Traditionally, it's a reliable base for like 50, 60 years, and that's changing. Black men are coming over, becoming more conservative. Jews, I mean, all the anti-Semitic stuff on the campuses, they got to come over. And then even the inner cities, they're just inundated with so many illegal refugees, illegal immigrants, or undocumented, it depends on the verbiage, that they're just overwhelmed. They're spending $50 million a month in New York City just to house these people. And the inner city people are saying that $50 million could go to so much more for us, not these interlopers, if you will.
It seems to be one of the big issues as we sit from over here is the whole border and illegal migrants. I still haven't done the math to sort of translate it to New Zealand terms. Like when you talk about the millions crossing your border, it would be like, I need to do the math of what it means for New Zealand, but it's big. It's, yeah.
The whole population of New Zealand's what? What do you got? 5 million?
5 million.
Yeah. You got to, do that. A population of New Zealand, or half the population of New Zealand coming into the United States every single year. It's crazy.
We're sustainable.
Somewhere between 15 and 20 million people. That's like that's whole states. That's like the state of Nebraska or something. It's insane. It's unsustainable. And you're bringing in an unknown element. The terror watch has never been higher. World War III, just nuts. I use an analogy. Somebody goes, oh, they're not bad. They're not bad. Everybody's going to be great. They're seeking for a better place. But think of 100 jelly beans. We all like jelly beans. You eat and take one, and it's poison. It'll kill you instantly if you eat it. And put it in with the other 100 jelly beans and help yourself. no, I'm not doing that. You don't know which one. So anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that's the point, isn't it? We don't want to go to extremes. It's not that everyone coming in borders illegally are bad, nor is everyone coming in good. It's human. There's going to be a mix. Hey, just jumping back, though, you talked about the different voting groups. I see, is it the Teamsters? Mm-hmm. Is it the biggest union has not endorsed either candidate? And I suppose it's not a surprise that they're not endorsing a Republican candidate, but they're not endorsing a Democratic candidate.
It's been a long time since the Teamsters are the folks who drive the trucks. I don't know if you have Teamsters, but they're the truck drivers. And they're a big, big, powerful lobby and have always voted traditionally Democrat because Democrats are pro-union. But this year, they don't feel like they have gotten their due stuff. And so they're backing out. The head of the Teamsters actually spoke at the Republican convention, and the Democrats, like children, said, well, if you spoke at theirs, you're not going to speak at ours. So they didn't invite
him. Really? Oh, yeah. Gosh.
I mean, it's just childish, but that's what they did. And that's, tit for tat. They're going to go for that.
And you mentioned, we talked to Teamsters, you mentioned very quickly the Jewish vote and Latino vote, but I've also read that the Muslim vote in some of those critical swing areas is not going to go necessarily as strongly behind the Democrats as they expect, because they're very upset with Biden and Harris's take on the Israel-Gaza question. So that must be of concern to the Harris campaign as well.
It is. The Muslim vote, I'm just not real familiar with. It's funny how people immigrate. Their biggest center, I believe, and I could be wrong on this, is like in Michigan and Minnesota. It's up in Midwest and up north. And that's going to be a reliable voting block. I don't know that much about the Muslim voting block. I don't know many active Muslims. So don't know what they're thinking. And they're not in the news a lot.
Yeah, well, I think I saw, for me, it was in a couple of the swing seats. It could have been in Michigan, as you say. So it wasn't as if it's going to be a nationwide thing. Oh, this is good. Oh, I've stumped you with a question.
And the polls are changing. Yep. What was your question?
What I was going to say, well, you just said the polls are changing. I assume you mean the P-O-L-L-S rather than those from Poland.
Yes. The questioners are out there questioning every single day to find out, who's up, who's down. And it seems to me that that Kamala has peaked. There's nowhere to go but down from here. The swing states are starting to swing. North Carolina is a big one. Pennsylvania is huge. If Trump wins Pennsylvania, the whole thing's over. Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, Minnesota, those are your contested states. Harris has got the North, and Trump's got everything else. And we're changing.
It is going to be.
No word on.
Oh, sorry. After you.
Go ahead. No. Go ahead.
No, I've got to wrap things up. Now you make me feel like the bad cop. I've got to move on to my next guest, my friend. So get your last word in.
Not a worry. Well, Trump has rejected a second debate, so there's not going to be a second debate. The vice presidents, they debate next week or maybe 2 weeks, so we'll talk about that. And America's just moving along. Nobody's really gone absolutely out of their minds. I've got a handful of other things, but you've got to get on. So you get on. And all you Kiwis out there, we're looking for questions.
We are. So if you've all got any questions or thoughts for Bruce, as he says, just drop me a line. You can email at inbox@realitycheck.radio. You can text 2057 and I'll put them on to Bruce and we'll chat here. But my friend, thank you for joining me again.
Totally pleasure. Total pleasure. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas. From great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more, the RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.